Time now for your letters. Joel Hetker wrote to tell us how much he enjoyed our interview last week with historian James McGregor Burns. We talked about the importance, or lack thereof, of military experience for a president. Mr. Hetker says, in my opinion, the late Senator Paul Tsongas's Peace Corps experience in Ethiopia during the 1960s provided him with a leadership background predicated on a cross-cultural experience that was equivalent to or superior to military experience. Several listeners were alarmed when I called last week's interview with Elvis Mitchell our swan song. That was a joke, more like the song of two quacking ducklings. David King of Los Angeles felt compelled to one-up me over my parting shot to Phil Shaw, a pioneer in the competitive sport of extreme ironing. I said, "Steam on, Mr. Shaw," because he favors steam irons. Mr. King said a better phrase would have been, "Press on. Everyone's a critic." But our interview with NPR's Terry Gross brought the most mail, most about Terry's interview last year with Fox News host Bill O'Reilly. Leona Hayich of Bourbon, Missouri, says that Terry's interview with Mr. O'Reilly was one of the few things she remembers, where she was and when she heard it. He was ranting at her as I was driving my red truck over the rough old mine road to our farm south of Bourbon. It was the greatest piece of radio I have heard. Ray Langston of Cairo, Egypt, not Cairo, Illinois, also heard the interview and wrote, "I found it very informative, not so much for the information exchange, but for making clear the personality of Mr. O'Reilly. He seemed to be enjoying the combative nature of the interview and clearly was pleased to be able to make a scene at the end." Meta Shetler of Fresno, California, said Terry, quote, "should be applauded for inviting such an abusive personality to talk with her and handling him so tactfully." But Charles Webster was disappointed we even brought up this interview. Terry's moving talk with Johnny Cash or the joyful interview with Ray Charles would have been much more appropriate to celebrate Terry's show, he said. Hearing Terry tell Ray Charles that June Carter Cash, and not Johnny, wrote Ring of Fire, and Ray saying, "Oh, really? I didn't know that," was a great moment to hear, and we should celebrate her for those singular moments. Finally, in our conversation last week with conductor Maren Alsop, we mentioned that the San Antonio Symphony was one of several American orchestras that had gone out of business. The symphony did file for bankruptcy last year, but the lights went back on last week as the symphony held its first performance in 16 months with a slightly smaller orchestra and a shorter season. Welcome to San Antonio Symphony, and your comments and corrections at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.